So earlier I told you a crazy story about how yesterday we had visitors come over, unexpected visitors come through to the house while we were busy having our favorite dinner, which is biryani. And what happened was everybody ended up, or at least the rest of the family, ended up hiding the food in places where food should never be hidden, right? And I asked you whether you've gone through a similar situation where, you know, you're busy eating and you find yourself having to hide food because you were inconvenienced by your neighbor's visit. Lee's on the line. Lee, how are you doing?
Okay, fine, thanks.
I'm good, my brother. What do you think about what happened at my household yesterday?
But it sounds like things were true. I think your whole family were just greedy for that hot, spicy mutton biryani.
Lee, if I told you that as a family, there's about six of us, right? We cook precise amount of food to cater for the family because there's no reason for us to cook for anybody else, you know? It's become a custom thing at our household. In a situation like that, who shouldn't eat? Should we sacrifice the little kids' food and say, no, we're going to take this one and give it to the neighbors? How do you pan that one out for me? Well, not that we don't have food, but we've just cooked enough for ourselves. What then do we do?
Compromise. Offer them tea and biscuits.
Is it a bad thing, Lee, to say, your neighbors, right now, we're busy. Please go and come back later. Is it wrong? Is it wrong to say that, Lee?
It's wrong.
All right, Leo, thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
All right, I did get a voice note.
Hey, Iskos, this is Sipiwe. I totally relate to you, but, like, mine is so funny. One day, I went to town, and then I came back with some scones and chocolate and some Easter eggs while I'm living with my boyfriend. So we threw them on the bed, and then we were eating. As we were eating, a friend of his knocked at the door, and we started hiding those chocolates and Easter eggs under the pillow.
No, guys. I want us to think about this reality-wise. What do you do?
Hi, my name is Jackie, and at my mother's place, we generally have the most amount of people come because it's basically a flat, and generally people do come when you're always eating, and it's not like you can always hide the food. So the first thing we do is we offer. Whoever eats, they will eat. If they don't want to eat, then basically it's for the rest of the family.
Some people, once you offer them, will just latch onto that opportunity even though they are full. And then my question is, who from your family must not eat? Huh? The little kid that had been starving the whole day, was playing sport at school. Here's another voice.
Hi, East Coast. This is Titan Malvin Mansworth. It's not that you don't want to share your food with the neighbors. Some of the neighbors actually make themselves, how can I say, overwhelcome. They don't know when to go home. They eat your food. And then what are you supposed to do? I mean, when they have get-togethers, do they invite you? Absolutely not. So I think it's very fair. My family, we wait for people to go before we even dish up. We will be starving and your stomach is growling. But you'll wait for those people to leave first.
You know what? To be honest with you, I agree with that.